Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Kenny Spruce singing Jesus Hold My Hand, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there's a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, He's paid to help me do the best I can. Oh, I need Thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by Thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet You there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine, that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly Thine, and sing redemption songs someday. I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by Thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Whoa, Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet You there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by Thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Whoa, Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet You there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet You there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Second Timothy 4, 1 through 4. We're talking today about face the facts. There are a lot of facts that we have to face in life, and many of them are not very pleasant. The many things that we have to encounter, I know this morning started rough for a lot of folks. But I also know that God is a God who's always with us and never leaves us nor forsakes us. And we can trust Him in all things and through all things. Paul, writing to Timothy, said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, hear this, and look at the conditions of our world. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. That is happening. That's a prevalent thing that's happening in our nation and across the world. That's a thing that's not just happening in the world, but more importantly and more crucially, it's what's happening in the ranks of the church. That we're turning away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Father, we pray your divine blessing on the word as it is preached this morning. May your spirit touch us and abide with us. May you pull us out of where we are and bring us to where you want us to be. May you pour out your power upon us. May you today encourage every heart. May you strengthen every life. And may your name be glorified in the house of the living God. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And the children of God said a hearty amen.
Amen.
Last Sunday we shared in the fact that we all have feelings because we all go through things and times and places of our life that our feelings seemingly take control of us. And these feelings do not have to ever run, control, and manipulate and hold our lives into a place of captivity. Many times our feelings control us to the point that we're not as effective for God as we ought to be. Our feelings draw us today from the presence of the Lord, and we get hung up in our feelings. And we're here not about feelings. We're here today about the fact of the faith that we have in a mighty God who can do awesome things. For our God is a great and mighty God, and there's nothing beyond His hand and provision and touch today. Whatever you came in with, whatever struggles you're going through, whatever trials you found yourself in, I want you to know today, we've got a God on our side that can handle it. Amen. And it's far bigger than whatever you're facing. So when you use God's word in faith, you can overcome today your feelings and any other faction today that you may encounter or face in life. For Paul said, nay, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him that loved us. The key is faith, my friend. And if you're not living by faith, you're not living the Christian life. You enter the Christian life by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You didn't get here by your works. You didn't get here by your deeds. You didn't get here by your flesh. You got here and you came to God by the power of the faith that we have in Him. That one day you reached out in all the sin and shame of your life and God saved your soul. And you didn't see Him die on the cross. You didn't see Him come down and touch your life. But you knew that He was a real God who did a mighty work. For He redeemed you and He saved you and He birthed you and He bought you and He paid the price in full and He delivered you by the power of His blood. Amen. And then that blood starts to work in your life and starts to transform you. And what you used to be, you're not anymore. We talked about that early in the 10 o'clock this morning, that we've got to die to ourselves. We've got to die to our flesh. We've got to die to our desires. We've got to die to the world. If we're going to be usable for the kingdom of God, and hear carefully what I'm going to share with you today, because it has great pertinence today on your walk and your relationship with God. So when it comes to facts, they come to us in different shapes and sizes and forms and things in life. Some are good, some are bad. One thing is that you've got to face the facts. You can't hide from them. You can't ignore them, and they just don't go away with the sun going down or the sun coming up. It's things that you've got to face in life. And you cannot ignore the problems of life. You've got to address them. And the struggles that you're having, the only way that you're going to get the peace of God is when you confront those things that you're facing. Because ignoring a problem does not solve a problem. Amen. Let me say, it's not important what the world is saying. And we're hearing a lot of dialogue in the world, and we're hearing a lot of manipulation from politicians, and we're hearing a lot of things that's being said and done that's causing confusion even in the ranks of Christians today because they don't know what to do or who to trust or who to believe in. Let me tell you what. The Bible says don't put your trust in man, put your trust in God. And when you put your trust in God, He'll never fail you and He'll never today in any way falter in your life. The Word of God says faith is the victory that overcometh the world. And see, if there's going to be any overcoming in your life, it's got to come by the power of the faith that we've got in our God. Amen. I'm glad faith in God today can heal a body. I'm glad faith in God today can deliver a sinful soul. I'm glad faith in God today can lift you out of whatever you're in. I'm glad faith in God today can turn around whatever you're facing. I'm glad faith in God today can break you through whatever's got you bound up. I'm glad that we got faith in God, and this is a church of faith, and these are people of faith, and we believe by faith, but we have not reached the point today that we're everything that we ought to, could, and should be for God. Today you've got to reach out by that faith and let God refine that faith in your life and build you up in the faith walk that God is seeking to do in your life. I'm here to tell you today, friend, if you're living apart from faith, you're not living at all. And so the people are today... The people that are not living by faith are not experiencing victory. Well, preach, it's kind of hard to get victory in this world in which we're living. No, it's not. It all depends on where you're looking. Amen. It all depends on who you're looking to. Amen. It all depends on who you're trusting. It all depends on where your heart's at. It all begins where or lies in where your priorities are. And see, today we're trying to mix things with God, and we're trying to conjure up something. We want a little bit of God here and a little bit of world here, and we want a little bit of us in the middle. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be all God or not at all. He's going to be Lord of all, or He's not going to be Lord at all in your life. So therefore today, you've got to surrender your life today. And I'm going to tell you right now, you say, well, preacher, I just don't think I can live the Christian life. If you have the mentality today and you can't let go of the world, you're probably right. You can't. But I don't find anything in the world today that has any attraction to me when I have tasted of the Lord and seen that He is good. When you've got into the honeycomb of the depth of God's Word and you've let that thing get into your spirit and your soul and running out the corners of your mouth and filling your life with His power and His Spirit. Let me tell you what, friend, you don't want what the world's got to offer because it does not satisfy. But He's a God that will satisfy your soul and will satisfy everything in your life because He's a God who's always there and a God that will fill you up with His power and His presence. Amen. People would rather embrace a fairy tale than hear the truth of faith today that is produced by the power of God's Word. So, it's a fable even when we embrace the idea that we can make America great again. Now hear carefully. Let's get it right. We cannot do anything apart from God. Amen. The only thing that made America great in the beginning was people who had faith in God and trusted God and believed the Word and wrote the documents that we are governed by the fact of God's leadership in His Word. But we today have thrown those things aside and we do anything that we want to do, live any way we want to live, be anything we want to be, and we've ignored the power of God's Word. And folks, I'm going to tell you, you cannot live that way today, and America will never be a great nation again until it goes back to the fact of what we were founded upon, and that's the power of God's Word and the presence of God's Spirit. Amen. So Jesus tells us, and He simply says this in John 15, without Me you can do nothing. You can't do anything apart from the Lord. There's this fact today that nothing is too hard for God. I didn't say that. He said it, but I declare it because I know it's true. Amen. I know what my God can do. There's this fact today that with God, all things are possible. But don't put a but and don't be today putting a conjunction on that. It's God and God alone today. With Him, all things are possible. It doesn't make any difference what you think of what you've heard or what someone said or what someone has written or someone has declared. It's the fact of the matter is this. With God, all things are possible. Amen. But if you don't believe that by faith today, it's never going to happen in your life. When you live today, and you know what, you've not only got to have a vision. You know, so many Christians and people today, well, I got a vision that God's going to do this in my life. The problem is you see the vision, but you don't put any action to the vision.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.